copy of the scriptures, the Revelation, chapter 16. We'll be reading from verses 8 to 16. Just a short little portion here. This is found on page 1484 in the Bibles provided, and we'll go over to page 1485. Again, this is Revelation chapter 16, verses 8 to 16. Hear the word of the Lord. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. We left off with third vial, and now considering the fourth, fifth, and sixth vials here in this chapter. We're going to take this ever so briefly. I want you to make sure you understand what the corresponding trumpet is, so we'll at least take the fourth and fifth vial here today, leaving the sixth, I believe, for next week. The sixth is very interesting because it's telling about the conversion of the Jews, and so I'll be getting to that portion, I believe, next week. But let's look at the fourth and fifth vial. Notice the fourth vial is on the sun. The same thing was true of the trumpet. The fourth trumpet, of course, affected one-third of the sun. And that is because the sun, being the light of the world typified thereby, it's in the scriptures. You've got great stars being ministers. And you have the light of the sun in the prophets being typified as that which they proclaim. It's that message of the gospel, that special revelation. However, of course, in the vial, the sun cannot be the church that it was in the trumpets. It must now be that anti-Christian sun. So that message which is spread forth of Antichrist is here by them given a judgment. And this judgment, of course, is that those who are underneath Antichrist, they become burned by this sun. The false doctrines of their gospel are going to bring great destruction upon them. And this is something which, of course, we see to be true as we look out and notice that there's burdens upon burdens. When you have the law, whether that be the Jewish law or whether that be the Roman law underneath Antichrist, as you add on these burdens, they have to be kept. They have to be kept for the sake of salvation. You see bull after bull being given. You have to believe now that the Pope is infallible. And they're adding on and on. Even in Vatican II, they've been adding on that which is considered dogma, that which must be believed unto the soul's salvation. And I foresee a day coming, because you see how these things which were believed in by a minority in the church, such as the supremacy of the Bishop of Rome or his infallibility, it becomes dogma later on in the 1800s. The infallibility of the Pope. And notice there's some minority positions which are becoming more and more prevalent, such as that of Mary and her being a mediatrix a co-mediator with Christ Jesus. This is something that's been in a minority, but it's something which the See of Rome is holding up as a doctrine, and soon I believe it will be thrust upon their shoulders as one where you cannot be a Christian in their sense of the word, an anti-Christian, of course, unless you believe in this dogma, and that will be the mediatrix of Mary. But there can be a host of others. The point is that if you don't believe these things according to this false religion, you are doomed to hell or perhaps purgatory. But this is how the sun is scorching men. And it's scorching them as you look upon the fact that this is also blood being given back to them. There's a persecution happen against the anti-Christian religion. We saw that in the vial before. Now it's being continued as the actual thing which is causing in the third vial bodily harm as Christian kings come and persecute this false religion, but also you see now inward harm as they're scorched from heat. Those of you who have been burned, you know what that feels like. It's an inward harm, isn't it? It hurts from the inside out. And this is the same that will be happening during this fourth vial as those who are further persecuted for the false religion which they hold will be internally as well burned. They are conscience burning within them as they realize that they cannot keep what must be kept for the salvation of their souls according to their false religion. And now you have this fifth vial, which I'm so happy to be speaking about today, because the fifth vial is upon the seat of the Antichrist. And of course, in the original, it means throne. The throne of the Antichrist. And we've looked before how that was Rome, as he set up his seat as the bishop in the church of God, proclaiming himself as God himself. This seat being the bishopric, being that in Rome's bishopric, made universal bishop from that point. There's an amazing thing in this fifth vial, the seat. Now remember, the fifth trumpet was his taking that seat in the church, proclaiming himself as God. That coming and judgment upon the church where he was made universal bishop. Now you see it here, the seat itself gets a judgment. And the Pope has to run from that seat. It's this fifth vial which is yet to come, because we haven't seen it yet. He's still sitting as Bishop of Rome. But there's going to come a day where there's such a judgment on Rome and the bishopric of Rome that his seats will be judged. His throne will be judged, and he'll have to flee. He'll still be Pope, but he'll have to flee like maybe he did in the Middle Ages where he went to France. Maybe he'll flee, if we look at the vial to come, to those who were the Muslims. You see a lot of peace being done between Antichrist and the Muslim religion. Why is that? Well, perhaps he'll flee one that day when his seat gets that judgment. Where are we here today? We're here where we have seen, in some measure, the first four vials, but we haven't seen the fifth. So you want to put your finger where we are today. We're here at the fourth vial, looking forward to the fifth. Of course, one, two, three, and four vials are not fully poured out, but only partially. As these vials don't run and stop and then the next one goes. That's not how it works. It works that they get poured out, but they continually be poured out until the end, such that you have the continual judgment upon the anti-Christian religion as it goes forward. So we'll consider next time as we look here at the sixth vial. It's an amazing testimony to the destruction of the Islamic religion and the conversion of the Jews, and that will happen after that seat of Rome has seen her judgment. Thus is the reading of God's word at this point.